BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punching? I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that time.
Absolutely,
I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
From DPLC Productions.
Making woman gestures like,
Let's go, champ.
It's the champ. Keep sharing the champ.
It's the champ, baby. BoxingVoice.com, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another edition of TBV, hashtag TBV podcast. We're going to be discussing and previewing and predicting, taking your predictions as well on the big fight with Joseph Parker and Andy Ruiz Jr. as both attempt to become heavyweight champion Saturday night. So remember, call us up here at that number, 1-425-569-5241. If you want to put in your prediction, you want to give us your preview of the fight. And for all our international callers, you can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype if you want to participate in the show. Well, listen, let's get right into it, man. This is going to be a bit of a test for both men, without a doubt. Andy Ruiz pretty much never been on this level with a fighter as Joseph Parker. Joseph Parker at least has certain wins on his record that give him that in-ring experience that Andy Ruiz is really going to be lacking come Saturday night. But Andy Ruiz, to me, is probably the guy to look out this week, look out for this weekend. What's really going to be the, I guess, the big factor in this fight is, can Ruiz affect Joseph Parker with his power? Because Andy Ruiz, while he may look like he has good power off of, the naked eye, because he's boasting a 66% knockout ratio, but he hasn't really knocked out any big names, any elite level names that the casual fan would know. Now, Andy has been in with some tough veterans that he couldn't knock out, so it kind of gives us that indication that he may not be able to score a knockout over Joseph Parker. Now, Joseph, on the other hand, does have good power. But one would say the same about him, right? So coming in on the power aspect is something that we're going to have to just see on fight night. But if anyone wants to give the power edge to Joseph Parker, I can see that. Again, he's been in with better opposition, but we normally resort to this word here on the show a lot. And it's something that MD and other callers use. It's the eye test. And that is what Andy Ruiz has for us, ladies and gentlemen, is the eye test. You know, Andy Ruiz has speed as well. And there's two different categories when you're talking to speed, right? There's foot speed and there's hand speed. And while Ruiz may not have that foot speed, he definitely has the hand speed. He definitely lets his hands go. He throws punches in bunches. Those combination punches, whereas Parker really doesn't throw multiple punches like that. So the problem is that Parker's a bit of a mobile fighter. He's going to be able to use the ring. And that's where Andy is going to kind of have to dig deep, because he's going to have to chase and find Parker, the more athletic and, physically healthier looking boxer, right? I mean, let's get it out the way. Andy Ruiz is fat. There's no denying that. We typically don't see heavyweight bodies in the shape that, you know, we see Ruiz Jr.'s body. But the thing about that is that it's kind of like a phenom, this kid. As out of shape as he is, he's a good combination puncher. He doesn't get tired. He has decent power. But you have to think to yourself, Ness, why haven't we heard of this guy? Why haven't we seen him on premium TV? And that's because there's something going on over there with Top Rank. They obviously do not believe in or not that they don't believe in him, but they were moving him at a snail's pace. They were moving him sluggishly. And this was the right opportunity. If you're going to have this guy, you know, come out and make his coming out party, let it be for a vacant title. Let it be for a heavyweight who he himself is a bit untested. But again, in the experience category, we would have to give that to Joseph Parker. But, you know, there's more to winning a fight than just experience and resume. That speed that Ruiz possesses is going to be problems for any heavyweight. If you go back and watch what he did to Joe Hanks, man, these guys just don't see the punches coming. They're not accustomed to that. And he has good ring IQ. I know that people would say, you know, that Parker's a pretty smart fighter. But I didn't really see the ability to adapt in that Takam fight. In that Takam fight, I felt like he won the fight, but it was more like what Takam didn't do and what Takam stopped doing. I think if anyone has the ability to switch gears, it's going to be the boxer puncher and Andy Ruiz Jr. Now, a big factor is going to be, can Ruiz, with all the skills that he possesses, do this one in the hometown of Joseph Parker? This one is going to be taking place in the Vector Arena in Auckland, New Zealand. So, you know, it's up to Andy Ruiz to win these rounds big, because in the hometown of Joseph Parker, any close rounds are obviously going to be given to Joseph Parker. But these are basically, this is a coming out party for both. I mean, again, we know that Joseph Parker has faced Carlos Katam and you know, the Solomon, I can't even pronounce that last name, but he's has one or two decent names. He also faced Bowie Tupa, who Brian Jennings knocked out with an uppercut. But both of them are basically inexperienced, one a little more than the other, one a little faster in one department than the other, one a little better shape than the other. So it's really a pick'em fight. I believe that Ruiz is a plus 300, and that is because he's, you know, it's not his hometown. It's not his hometown, but I'm telling you, I think that is good, you know, money for real. Now, when you think of a fight, you got to be able to take punches, you know, or be mobile. And since Ruiz Jr. isn't as mobile as we would like because of the body structure, we have to hope that he has good punch resistance. Now, he hasn't been in with anyone of note that we can say right off the bat, like, yeah, this kid could take a punch, but he also hasn't ever been hurt. So we have to wait and see, can he be hurt? Now, Parker, on the other hand, has been hurt, and he's been able to overcome that adversity, especially in the Carlos Takam fight. So it's going to be an interesting one. Now, there's a twist, right? Because Bob Arum, as slick as he is and such a great promoter, I mean, even at this old age, he's still doing, you know, things that are beyond me, right? He signed Joseph Parker. So now he's co-promoting Joseph Parker. So win or lose, he's going to have a heavyweight champion on his hands. So all Joseph Parker's American televised fights and China televised fights will be promoted by Top Rank, win or lose. So again, goes to show how much they believe in Andy Ruiz. And it's been a long time since Bob Arum has promoted a good heavyweight. So it is going to be interesting to see this fight. You're going to be able to catch this fight on HBO because it will be televised on HBO. So remember to set your DVRs because there's going to be so much boxing this weekend, just so much. So now, Andy Ruiz is obviously going to try and make history, because if he wins, he becomes the first Mexican heavyweight that Bob Arum would be promoting that the world has seen. So he can become the first Mexican to capture a heavyweight world title. And obviously it'll be a huge deal for Top Rank and for Mexicans in general. And, you know, I guess it would be a selling point. Now, same thing is for Joseph Parker. There haven't been any champs around his neck of the woods in quite some time. So he would make a bit of a splash if he won this fight himself. Now, like I told you, the odds, it's like a plus 300 for Andy Ruiz. And, you know, I believe it's good money. Now, Parker admits that he was getting rattled by Andy Ruiz in sparring and that he does have punching power. So some might say, you know, Ruiz hasn't really been in there with anyone, but hey, he's been in there with the guy he's going to face. And the guy that he's going to face is saying he does have some power. So before I open up these phone lines, I just want to say that the last thing I would want you guys to let me know is who do you want to see either man face if they were to win this fight, right? That's really the question. Where do they go next? What do you want to see next? So before I open up those phone lines, I want you guys to bear with me here and hit that thumbs up. Definitely spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend that we are definitely talking some boxing here. Let's get out to our international callers all the way in Australia. We're going to go to Alex. Alex, talk to us.
Yo, guys. Yeah, I really like this fight. I mean, I think I agree with you, Ness. I think it's a very, very close fight. I think the odds aren't really reflective of how close it is. I think I still think Parker's going to win, but I'm very surprised at the odds. And who I'd like to see the winner of this fight? I would love to see the winner of this fight Anthony Joshua. I think Anthony Joshua is like he's not an established champion. I don't think I'd call him like a. Like Klitschko was an established champion. He was he'd done it all. Whereas Anthony Joshua just won it off Charles Martin. And really, what has he done since then? So I'd like it there. To me, they're all kind of like kind of more on the prospect side of things, kind of more on the less skill side. So I'd like to see them all fight each other, see who comes out victorious, and then throw them in with like Luis Ortiz and, you know, Klitschko and all that. Yeah, that's my call.
All right, Alex, thank you for calling in, brother, as always. We appreciate it. So, did you make a pick, Alex?
Yeah, I did. I said I think Parker's going to win.
Oh, Parker.
Yeah, yeah. As well, what's the go with this appreciation night next March?
We'll have a page up. We're having something designed. We're going to have a page up pretty soon here. We are waiting for them to decide where they're going to do it, but we're going to set up something with some information and start, giving you guys information on that pretty soon. It was supposed to have been about a week. We should have released it. Got to call the graphic designer and the developer. But, yeah, we'll be updating you with that, Alex. So, yeah, everybody seems to be leaning Parker. I wonder if it's due to the inexperience of Andy Ruiz. Man, I like the boxing ability of Andy Ruiz. I wonder if we're going to get any callers that call in confident on Andy Ruiz Jr. pick. I'm seeing this guy land punches in combinations. I'm seeing him letting his hands go. You know, that's what we want to see in our heavyweights. And I just wonder. I wonder. Let me go out to these phone lines. We got Amin. Talk to us, Amin 908.
Yo, as much of a hardcore as I am, and I remember, I mean, I've seen both these guys fight. I can't say anything, and that's when I hear you say, you know, punches and comedy. I don't remember watching Andrew Ruiz and being impressed at all, and I'm not taking anything away from him. I guess, you know, you said it's a pick-up fight. I'll probably try to watch a little, you know, a couple fights just to kind of refresh my memory, but for some reason, does Parker have a little pop? What was he saying about his knockouts? He never knocked out nobody really credible, right?
Nah, I mean, you know, Alexander Dimitrenko doesn't really put up much of any resistance. And the win over Takam was a unanimous decision. So other than that, it's just been knockouts of mediocre opposition.
What's Ruiz chin like?
Well, again, Ruiz's chin, the issue with Ruiz's chin is that we don't know exactly because of he hasn't really been in there with someone that could test him. Like, I know Joe Hanks. He's from here, the Essex County area. He's a Newark guy, but he wasn't on that level. And again, Top Rank has been moving Andy Ruiz at a snail's pace. Check his resume. Check the guys. There's a reason. Were they giving him time to lose the weight, hoping that he maybe gets the body together? I'm not sure, but there is a reason. Now, when there's a vacant title on the line, it's sink or swim for your guy. So, you know, I don't know if this fight would have... Look, he pulled out of the Huey Fury fight, right?
Damn, yeah. And Huey, who's Huey? Like, oh, look, you know what I'm going to do, though? You said it's a pick 'em fight, right? I'm going to go with Ruiz. I'm going to go with Ruiz and say the winner of Ruiz and Parker should fight the winner of Chisora and White.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. Obviously, we're going to be back tomorrow. Since it was so many fights, we just wanted to kind of give you guys an opportunity here to get some early picks in and stuff like that, because tomorrow is going to be such a jam-packed show. We don't know if we'll be able to discuss every single fight in full detail. And there are so many good fights this weekend that we felt we needed to, at the very least, highlight some of the really, really good ones that merit it. And Joseph Parker versus Andy Ruiz is one of those fights. It's one of those hardcore fights, one of those coming out parties for these guys to prove that they're on this level, to really make a name for themselves. And with this vacant title, look, you know, when Anthony Joshua won his title over Charles Martin, you know, he didn't right away get in the mix, but at least he's been active. We've been seeing him. Hopefully for Joseph Parker now signing to Bob Arum, if he wins, we start to see him. I don't know what that necessarily means when a heavyweight signs to Bob Arum, because he doesn't really have any fighters to mix it up with. And, you know, he does a little bit of business here and there with Golden Boy, but does Golden Boy have any heavyweights? They just lost their heavyweight in Luis Ortiz. Talk about drop the ball. So I don't know what Joseph Parker is doing. I know that Bob Arum, well, he's doing big business. He's saying, regardless of where you go, my friend, I need a heavyweight, and I need a heavyweight champion. So sign this contract, which Joseph Parker and his promoter did. Now they have a co-promotion deal. Let's jump back out to these phone lines. We're going to go to 510. You're live on TBB. We're talking Joseph Parker versus Andy Ruiz. We want your preview and your prediction. Are you there, brother?
Yeah, I think that Joseph Parker was going to probably pull it off. I don't know how the fight is going to go because they both really untested. And I would say since Ruiz and Parker, they both kind of prospects fighting for a vacant title, just as well as Anthony Josh was a prospect who kind of IBF fell in his lap. I'd say the winner of that should possibly fight Joshua. But then also, I got to look on the other note to say, dang, if Parker or Reese comes up with the WBO, I mean, do they want to rush into something like that? Do they want to enjoy being the champion and take a couple of baby fights? You know, it's just kind of hard to say on which route they want to go, because with them still really being untested and that kind of being a baby test, you know, do you want to push them into something like that? I don't know. But I do pick Parker for it. You know, I give Parker the edge a little bit, but not by that much, though, you know, because they both really just don't have much on their resume to go off of to where I can say I'm 100% sure Parker will pull it off, just because both of the resumes are, you know, not really any big guys on there. You know?
So what is it about Joseph that gives you you know, that edge, gives him the edge, makes you want to pick him. Is it because he looks more like a heavyweight, or is it something you've seen him do in the ring?
I've seen some of his fights. You know, he looks like a heavyweight prospect in the making. He has the height. He has the body. He has the punching power as well. He looks like he does a little bit of thinking in the ring, and he doesn't really rush into things. I don't remember who he was fighting, but I've seen him kind of get hurt a little bit, and I've seen him take it well and get out of it. Versus Ruiz, I never seen Ruiz in the ring with anyone who really could actually hurt him, to see him get put in the position where he gets hurt, and then you see him kind of come out of it because of his level of opposition. Plus, Ruiz is much shorter heavyweight, and because of his body. So, you know, just on those notes, on those pluses, I would have to give a little bit more of the benefit of the doubt to Joseph Parker than Ruiz, you know?
I hear you, brother. And just for the record, what's your name, brother? We have no producer, so we're going to need you to help us out around here.
This is Donald.
Donald from Richmond. Thank you, Donald. I want to thank you, obviously, for participating. Listen, we're going to be back in a couple of minutes to do a Terrence Crawford preview. So if you're interested in that, everyone should stick around. Obviously, check the YouTube channel for the new link, but we will be doing a preview and prediction on Terrence Crawford and John Molina as well. And we're going to try and double back and do that, Anthony Joshua. I guess we'll have to do it in the morning, give you guys some TBV in the morning, coffee and boxing. We're going 614. You're live on TBV. Andy Ruiz versus Joseph Parker for the vacant WBO World Heavyweight Championship title. How do you see this one? Give me your preview and your prediction.
Yeah, I have to go with, this is Jay Will, man. I have to go with, Parker, man. I watch Ruiz, man. He really doesn't really set up none of his punches, man. He just goes in there against minimum talent and just swings and hits him, man. And, at least Parker does try to come behind a jab. So just looking at it, I don't really see what, unless Ruiz lands a lucky punch, but he can, because Parker's really not that good defensively. So unless a lucky punch lands, I don't see anything Ruiz is going to do. And I like to see Parker fight the winner of that Chisora fight and White fight.
Well, all right, my man. Thank you for calling in. Everybody wants to see the winner, Chisora White, huh? Check out your iTunes if you're subscribed to our iTunes. We had an immediate reaction to Derek Chisora actually hurling a press conference table at Dylan White. So if you haven't checked that out, definitely check out the video on iFilm London YouTube channel, and head on over to our YouTube channel, subscribe while you're there, and check out our immediate reaction show. And I mean ours, because we had a couple of callers call in and give their takes early this morning with TBV and a little bit of coffee there. So we're going to go back out to these phone lines. We got 850. We're looking for your preview and prediction on Joseph Parker versus Andy Ruiz, my friend. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, sir. 850, talk to us.
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm going to pick Parker in the fight. I believe that I just like his body, man. To be honest, I don't like either of them, so I'm going to pick the one that looks more like the heavyweight. I'm going to pick him. I also want to say, if anybody's not doing anything, December 15th in the Bronx, at Worldwide Boxing Gym, I'm going to be fighting 114-pounder amateur. Anybody ain't got nothing to do, they can go ahead and show up. I'm going to definitely take my belt, and I'm out. Appreciate it.
What's your name, my friend?
Edric Rosa. I called in before.
All right. No, you just got to put that name out there so people can find you. They're going to have to Google you, you know what I mean? You got people coming in from all over. But I want to thank you for calling in, Edgar. Good luck on your amateur fight. We hope you bring home that belt. And when you do, you got to come around here and do your victory dance. Joseph Parker, Andy Ruiz, WBO heavyweight title championship is going to be vacant and on the line Saturday, December 10th, right? And it's going to be on HBO. We're going to 724. I believe it's the good Bruce man, right, Bruce?
Yeah, what's up, Ness?
Gypsy King in the building. Listen, plus 300 for Andy Ruiz. Sounds like you're going to put some money on that. Am I right? I hear everyone calling in and they're saying Parker, and I understand that. He looks like the heavyweight, but who's been acting like the heavyweight? I don't know. Am I wrong about the – I mean, because you guys always say, Ness, you got to use the eye test. Am I wrong about Andy Ruiz and his eye test?
I don't know, man. I mean, he just – Joseph Parker, man, that hand speed he got for a heavyweight is nice. And he bodied Demetrenko, man, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Demetrenko fought Kubrat Pulev, and they went like life and death, 11 rounds. And Parker killed him in like two rounds, I think. So, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm pretty high on Parker. I watched him fight one of my boys from back home. He actually flew down to where he's from, where they're fighting now, and they fought. And, he hurt my boy. And I don't know, man. I think that Parker's a real deal. But I'm going to throw 50 on Andy Ruiz. Got to. You know, I mean, I've heard a lot of people talk that Andy Ruiz is, you know, the goods.
Someone saying in the chat he looked really good in the Ljakovic fight, but what I seen was that he couldn't stop Ljakovic. So that's where I kind of questioned the power. Listen, Bruce, I'm going to put you on hold. Guess what? We'll be back for the Terrence Crawford in 4 minutes. So that means that 619, you have exactly 1 minute because we got to end this one to start the other one. Go. Six, one, nine.
Hello?
You got 1 minute, 58 seconds, 57, 56, 55.
Yeah, what's up? It's Ali from Dago.
Ali, what up?
What up with you, Ness, man? What's going down? But I'm going to say, man, at first I was picking Ruiz, man. But it's just, you know, I just see a lot of advantages for Parker being at home, you know, the height advantage. And I'm just like, you know... If it backfires on me, then I'll be cool with that because I'm actually rooting for Ruiz, but I got to go with Parker. He's at home, so I'm going to change my prediction and go with Parker by decision.
Ali,
that's all I got, G.
Thank you, brother, for doing it right on time. Hems, we're going to go to you, and you got exactly 1 minute because we need to start our Terrence Crawford versus John Molina show in exactly 3 minutes. So, Hems, talk to us. What are you doing? Who are you picking in this vacant WBO World Heavyweight Championship fight versus Joseph Parker and Andy Ruiz Jr.? Who do you got?
Yeah, I'm from New Zealand, so it's a pretty big fight down here in New Zealand. It's quite a bit on the news. They've sold like 12,000 tickets, and I think there's still about 1,000 tickets or 1,500 tickets left. But I'm picking Parker. Yeah, Parker, he's just got more just more all-around better skills. And Andy Ruiz has got more of a softer body, so I hope Joseph Parker gets to his body. And, yeah, I got Joseph Parker. But it's a big thing down here in New Zealand, bro. But that's my call.
Hey, well, Hems, guess what, man? If the fight looks good, we're probably going to be doing an immediate reaction show. We're definitely going to be doing an immediate reaction show for the Anthony Joshua fight. We will be doing some weigh-in shows on Friday, and we're also doing our normal Thursday show. So stick around because there's definitely going to be some boxing talk. Come back at 8:30 on our Terrence Crawford versus John Molina show. So I want to thank everyone that tuned in. And if you're listening to this now, you can always hit us with a 5-star review on iTunes. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit us with a thumbs up for all these shows. This marks show number 2 for today, and we're coming back in a few minutes. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in, and we'll see you in a few minutes, right? So tell a friend to tell a friend that there's more TBV to come for sure.